a problem of Aleph,
but it's against the Mishnah. Bishloisha Rokim Bashanem, there are three occasions in the year Kahanim Naisim Eskapeyim Arba Pa'onim Beyoy. That Kahanim Duchen four times during the day. Beshachis, Bemusev, Beminche, Beneilas Sha'orim. We didn't explain yet the three occasions what they are, but usually Kahanim do not Duchen Minche, because Minche is as man shikres. So Memele, so therefore the Chazal said they don't tuchen Minche. But we're speaking about three occasions, betainiyois, ubemamodois, ubeyoyim akipurim. So these are all three yimei tainis. So Memele, so they weren't geyser, that they shouldn't duchen a Minche also. So that's these three occasions are unique. That Emerson, the Maskonis HaGemor is that Kahanim duchen all the tefillahs. When there's a Musaf, they duchen by Musaf also. We'll see the Gemor is later problem. How does Musaf come in by Taniyas and by Mahmudis? But Al Koponim, that is what the Mishnah is telling us, that these are unique days that on all the tefillahs the Kahanim duchen. Let us, Rashi says, Bishloisha Prokim, Bemusef, Meforish Bigmor. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, in these occasions, Tainiyos and Mamodis, there's no Musef. Ne'ilas Sha'orim, now this is the fourth Tfilah, Meforish Bibrochis Yerushalmi Beperik Tfilas Ashacha. Heimasai Ne'ile, Yesh Oimrim Ne'ilas Sharei Migdosh. Nila Sari Migdash is Saif Hayoin. That is the Zman of Nila. Yesh Oimrim Ni'ilas Sharei Shamayim, Shenoilim Oisom Leis Erev, Bigmar Tfilas, so that's Tchilas Alaylo. And the Mephoshim bring from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi brings Araya to the man the Yomar, that it's Ni'ilas Sharei Migdash, which is Miba'oid Yoin. Because it says in the Mishnah, Akehanim noisim es kapeyim arba pa'omim bayoim. There are four times in the day they duchin, and the fourth time is nilas ha'sha'orim. So vayisei is the tefillah of nilas bayoim, not like the man the Yoma that says, it's nilas shari shamayim, which is la'eis erev bigmar ha'tefillah. So vayisei is, that's a ray from this Mishnah to that man the Yoma. The noyhagim hoyu lispalo tvilis nile bechol taneisom kidderech shem mispalolim b'yayim ha-kippurim. Just like we say nile yom kippur, so by their tiniest, here the tiniest means, that's how the Ritva explains, the tiniest means the tiniest they were geyser and kshomim. So on these tiniest was a yom tiniest, so they said the tvilis of Shachis Mincha Nile, and the Mamadis also, we'll see they said these three Tvilas, and Kahanim Duchen. Eilu Hein Mamadis. These are the Mamadis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, the flow of the Mishnah is very unclear. The Gemara Davchav Zayin says, it seems the Mishnah is explaining two inyanim. Matam tiknu mamodis. What was the reason b'chlal they were misakin mamodis? And then the Mishnah is going to explain what exactly the mamodis were. So now we're going to explain these two inyanim. But first we're going to explain why b'chlal were they misakin mamodis. Lefi shenema. It says by the Parshas HaTomid, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael es kolboni lachmi, and here in the Moisef Rashi, they bring down from Rashi in Soite, or Rashi in Megillah, I'm sorry, that it says Tishmeru lahakriv li b'may adai. That they learned that from Tishmeru, that one should be guarding the korban lahakriv li b'may adai. So we learn now from this pasuk here, Heyeyech korbonei shel adam korev uhu einei oimed al gabo. How could one be makriv a korban and he's not standing there? It's Tishmeru. So therefore, we have to have that the Bailim should be by the Klavas HaKob. Now, by the Tomid, we have a problem. How could the Bailim be by the Klavas HaTomid? The Bailim of the Tomid was Klal Yisoel. On the Idach Gise, it seems that there is a Tzorech that the Bailim should be there, B'Shas HaKlavas HaKob. As Hiskinu, now, again, we're going on a tangent a little. Iskino Leviim Arishayim Esrim Barbo Mishmores. So they were Mesakin 24 Mishmores of Kahanim and Leviim. And these were 24 Mishmores, that there were 7 Batei Ovis in each Mishma, and twice a year they were Oile to do the Avodah. And then all the Mishmores came on the Yamim Tovim. But, these Mishmores came in this cycle of Chav Dalet Mishmores. Each week a different Mishpachas Kohune, a different base of from Kahanim and Leviim came. Now, I'll call Mishpah. Now we're going to explain who the Anshei Maimed were. Al Kol Mishmo U Mishmo Hoya Maimed Birushalayim. Now by us we have a Gisa Shel Kahanim Shel Levim Vishel Yisraelim, which we'll soon see in Rashi how to explain. But let's just go a little further. Higia Zman HaMishmo Lalois. So when the week of this Mishmar came to be Oile, there were 24 Mishmaris, his Kahanim Uleviim Oilem LeYerushalayim, the Kahanim Uleviim who were from the Mishmar that was supposed to do the Avodah, or the Leviim that was from the Mishmar that were the Muna and the Shir, they were Oilem LeYerushalayim, the Yisrael, Sheba Oisoi Mishmo Miskansin Laoreyem Vekirin Vemaise Bereshis. Now let us see Rashi. Eilu Hein Mamodois, these are the Mamodois. Hamisanim, they fasted. Mispalolim Boreyem, they were Mispalol Boreyem, she is Kabul, Berotzin, Kolbin, Achaim, Kidilakamon. Now, we'll see later in the Mishnah that there were two Mamodis. There were Mamodis, Rashi explains later, they were Yidden who were chosen to be Anshei Maimed, and it was a Gevaldike Yichas to be from the Anshei Maimed. They were Yirei Shemayim, they were very Choshev Yidden, and they lived in Yerushalayim, and there were 24 Mamodos in Yerushalayim. They made Mishmores out of the Bnei Yisrael, and there were 24 of them. Each Mishma was Mechuvan Keneged, the Mishma of the Kahanim and Leviim. That means when Mishma Aleph of the Kahanim and Leviim were Oile, so this Mishma of Yisraelim, Kenegdom in Yerushalayim, they also were, this was their week, they were the Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim, and we'll see later exactly what they had done in the Beis HaMikdash. But Al Kaponim, one of the things they had zichah done, they used to be there b'shas ha'kovis ha'kobonis, the korban tzibur, the korban tamid. They were there. Now, besides these, this group of people in Yerushalayim, who lived in Yerushalayim, there were mishmores in all the Orim, also made up of Yisraelim. They were not Oile Yerushalayim, like the Kahanim and Levim. No, they were, that week of their mishmer, they used to go to the Botik Nisiyos, they used to fast, they used to be mispalo, as Rashi says, that the Kabbonis should be Oile L'Rotzen, used to be mispalo one other in Yonim. So there were two types of Anshei Maimit, those who lived in Yerushalayim, so by them it was Mutal Aleihem to be in the Beis HaMikdash B'Shas, that Krovis HaTomit and other Kabbonis, and there were other Anshei Maimit who were Nichnesu, to Botik Nishi Sheberayim, and today they were mispalel also that the Kabbonis should be Oile L'Rotzen and for other minyanim. Now, before we go a little further, let us just see for 1 second the Lashon of Rashi and the Rif. The Lashon of Rashi and the Rif is a cloud of the Lashon is a more clearer Lashon. Rashi and the Rif says, Mamodois Shahoyu Memunim Mamodois Mi Yisrael Birushalayim. There are Mamodis from the Eden in Yerushalayim. Ubechol Ir V'Ir Shahoyu Misanim Umispalulim Ala Kolbin Shiyiskabel Barotzin Shenem Bertavis Mne Yisrael Amal Talem Vakribli B'moyatim. Now, Rashi and the Rif seems to say that both Mamodis, the Mamodis which were in Yerushalayim, the Mamodis that were b'chol ir v'ir, hoyu, they both had this tzad ha-shove, hoyu mis'anin u'mis'palulim ala kom shizkabu b'rotzen. They both fasted. Both of them fasted. Azo yishtayt Rambam, azo yishtayt Ritva. That all the Anshei Maimed fasted. Now, this Rashi over here seems to say not like that. Rashi seems to say, Eilu hein ma'amodeis ha-mis'anim mis'palalim ba'areyim. Rashi seems to say that only those who were who were not Oile L'Yerushalayim, Amisanim mispalim b'oreim shiskabel b'rotzin kolben acheim kidelekamot. Now, if this is a true diyuk of Rashi, then we have a big problem. The problem is, we have mentioned before, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that even though normally kahanim do not duchen by mincha, because mincha is as man shikris, afal pikein b'shloisha prokim b'ashona, there's three occasions, that means sai by Yom Kippur, sai when they were goyzer, tainis kshomim, or sai by the mamodois, the anshei maimed, there they used to duchen by mincha. So if they fasted, sai in Yerushalayim, sai in Oreihem, So there was a besondere, I mean, it's bechlal to mechudishtik, but bepshad is there were certain minyonim that they duchen the three times a day. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That means if you go, imagine which shul you went to. If you went to, there was a shul that day there were the anshei maimed that were mispaling and misanim, there they duchen three times a day. And also in Yerushalayim, they also duchen three times a day because they were fasting. There was a Mokim Meyuchid Mestame where we see they had a special Kriyas HaTorah. There they duchen three times a day. If you'll say that the Hittis Loshen of Rashi, that they were only Misane Boreyem, So lechere, why did they duchen in Yerushalayim? There they weren't misanim. Let's go a little further. Lefishenema, the next Rashi, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, shatomit bo min hashkolim shal kol Yisrael, v'yevshe shikol Yisrael oimdim al gabi kol bonum. It's impossible that they all should be there. Uminu mamodos liyos bimkaima. So these were the mamodos who were in Yerushalayim. Neviim arishainim Shmuel v'David b'gmorim aforish. Al kol mishmo u'mishmo, aboy arbo v'esrim mishmori shol kahanim hoyu, u'shmul v'dovid tiknu, v'al kol mishmo, each mishmo, hoyo maimad b'Yerushalayim, hoyo maimad b'Yerushalayim, that's what it says in the Mishnah. That means there was a maimad who lived shekavuyim v'aimdim b'ir. There was a maimad that was kavuyim v'aimdim b'ir. They were oimed him al kol b'nachaye, and they were oimed b'shas hakol b'sakol. Ulevad eilu hadorim b'Yerushalayim, besides the mamodes who lived in Yerushalayim, hoyu mamodes b'chol ir. There was also mamodes b'chol ir, she Yisrael nechleku lechof dalid mamodes, that they divided the Bnei Yisrael b'chol ir v'ir t'chov dalet ma'modois, k'neged abo v'esrei mishmoris, that this was mechuvan k'neged t'chov dalet mishmoris of Kahanim Levim, k'desanye b'braise shel mem tes midis, v'aynu disnan o yomaymed b'Yerushalayim, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. There was a maymed. Now, so how does the Mishnah read? Iskinu Levim Hashem Esrim Barbo Mishmores of Kahanim Levim Al Kol Mishma U Mishma Hoyo Maimed B'Yerushalayim. For each Mishma, there was a Maimed in Yerushalayim, which was Mechuvin Kineged that Mishma. Now, by us it says the Mishnah Shal Kahanim Shal Levim V'Shal Yisraelim. In Rashi is Geiris Hoyamaimed B'Yerushalayim, Kahanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim. Which this means exactly, let us skip this over. We don't know exactly what this means yet. Now, further it says, Higiyaz Man HaMishmo Lalois, Kahanim U'Leviim Oilim L'Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, Kahanim u'levim shel mishmo, v'chob dal mishmois, hoyu oylim l'Yerushalayim. Now why were they oyle? Kahanim la'avoide, u'levim l'shir. So the Kahanim u'levim, their tafkid was a hid, they had a cut out tafkid. They were the oyvde avoide, they were the mishoyrerim. Umikol hamamodois hoyu kvuyim b'Yerushalayim lamoid al kol ben achayim. And the mamodois were hoyu kvuyim b'Yerushalayim lamoid al kol ben achayim, that they should be there. So that means, so l'chayre, according to this Rashi, that what it says in the Mishnah, yamaymet b'Yerushalayim shal kahanim shal levim v'shal Yisraelim, I call mishma mishma hoya each mishma hoya maimet b'Yerushalayim. Shal kahanim levim v'Yisrael musachera means as follows: there was a mishma of kahanim and levim who did the avoid and the shir, and there was a maimet of Yisraelim who they were oimdim b'shas akrobes akol. That's lachera pshat and this Rashi kahanim levim shemishma yoylim. And that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, "Klo," that's pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah, there were no Kahanim and Leviim in the Mishmah. The Kahanim and Leviim were they were Oile Yerushalayim to do the Avodah and to be Mishayim. Rashi daf tesvov amid beis. It seems to say not like that. Rashi daf tesvov amid beis. Rashi says, anshei maimid, echod kehanim ulevim v'yisraelim akvuyim v'oindim u'mispalalim al kol ben acheim shiskabo l'rotzen v'oindim l'shom b'shas avoyde. They were mispal, they were kavuim v'oindim, they were mispal on the kolben, v'oindim l'shom b'shas avoyde, they're kaboni shalodim korabu v'oindim al gabo. So the Rashi and Daftas Vavamid Beis seems to say that the Maimid itself was composed of Kahanim, Olevim, Yisrael. Not all the Kahanim were doing the Avodah. There was a Maimid of Kahanim, Olevim, Yisrael. So it seems they bring down this Zichar Chaluki Deis. Now I had another ha'oreh. If we will say, like the Ritva, for example, that the Maimed was made up of Yisraelim alone. The Kahanim had no shaykhes. The Kahanim remained there. So the Kahanim, the Wa'ili Rishalayim, did the Avodah. In the Maimed in Chutzla Rishalayim, there was no Kahanim whatsoever. The Maimed was made up of Yisraelim. That is the Shittas HaRitve. So I don't begin to understand the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says that by the Anshei Maimed, they duchen three times a day. Why they duchen three times a day? Because there's no Shikres by Minche, because they're fasting. The Anshei Maimed were fasting, but those who were duchening, well, if you learn the way Rashi says, that there were Kahanim, which were also part of the Maimed, so it's very good. There was a unique group of people, Kahanim, Levim, Yisrael, they had their own minion, they were in shul the whole day, they were mispalo, they were kairi b'teire, and in this minyan, they duchen three times a day, because the Kahanim in this minyan fasted, so they duchen three times a day. But if you learn like the Ritve, that the Anshei Maimed were only Yisraelim, so Bishleim with the Beis HaMikdash, there was no problem. I mean, the Kahanim there also didn't drink wine, they were doing the Avodah. But it seems that they were the Anshei Maimed, the Mishnah speaking about the Anshei Maimed and Nimtzoyim Bo'oreyem, that they used to duchen three times a day or four times a day. What it says in the Mishnah, L'chayre, those Kahanim B'chlal were not a chelik of the Anshei Maimed. So why were they permitted to duchen? It's very difficult to understand. The next Rashi, Vashar hayu miskansin l'oreyem, u'mispalalim al kol ben acheyem sheyiskabel berotzei, u'misanin, u'meitzin sefer teire b'yoyim tanisom. They were keire b'teire also, so Rashi says exactly what they did. They were misanin, they fasted the whole day, they were mispawel al kol ben acheyem, and they were keire b'teire b'yoyim tanisom. We'll see later in the Mishnah, they were keire b'teire by Shachris and Musaf. Now, this b'yoyim tanisom is, the Rishash is ma'ire, it's l'cheire tlav davke, because we'll see further in the Mishnah, they only fasted Monday till Thursday. They were there a whole week, Sunday, Friday, and Shabbos, they didn't fast. And they were keire b'teiris from Sunday to Friday. So that what Rashi says, u'meitzin sefer teire b'yoyim tanisom, that's true, b'yoyim tanisom, but not only b'yoyim tanisom. So meitzin sefer teire, the whole week they were meitzin sefer teire. ואנשי המי מדויים מסענים ארבעו יומים בשבוע, ביום בייז, ביום חמישי. לא היו מסענים ערב שבס, נקבוד השבס. לא באחד בשבס, כדי שלא ייצאו ממנוחה ואוינג ליגיע וטיינס וימוסו. דרדס מתפרש יסורסס וימוסוס, לאו דווקא ימוסו, אבל על קופונים, it will be detrimental to their health that the change from oinik to tainus is not too healthy. So therefore they didn't fast on Sunday and Erev Shabbos. Now, we said before in the Mishnah, v'koirin b'maisei bereishis. They were koirin b'maisei bereishis. What was the kriya? So the Mishnah says as follows, B'yayim harishayin, the first day the Kriya was B'reishis, V'hirakiya. B'shayini, Yehirakiya, V'kavu hamayim. B'shlishi, Yekavu hamayim, V'himi oiris. B'rvi, Yehima oiris, V'yishritzu hamayim. V'achmishi, Yishritzu hamayim, V'soytzei haoret. Shishi v'seise horetz v'yichulo v'ashamayim. Now, so they learned two parshias each day. Parsha g'doylo, the larger parsha, k'irin oisa b'shnayim. So there were two oilim. V'aktano, in the smaller parsha, b'yochid, there was one oilim. Now let us see Rashi. The Koyrin b'maisei bereishis, the Gemara Meforish time of what the reason of this is. B'yayim horishin shel shavua, the first day of the week, Koyrin bereishis, parsha rishoyne, or parshas irokia. Why? Why do you have to learn two parshas? V'yishayim b'parshas bereishis levado tes psukim, k'day kriyas koyin levi yisroel, v'chein kulam. So that's why you had to learn the two parshas. You should have three oilim. Now, here I also don't understand. So Rashi says over here that the Bishas, they were oilim the Torah, there was a kriya of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now, this kriya was meyuchid for the Anshei Maimed. A fremde mensch would come into the shul, why he is Yahrzeit today, you want to give him aliyah. I mean, you're not from, this kriya does not pertain to you. This is a kriya for the Anshei Maimed. So what's pshat koyin levi vi Yisrael? So bishlam, if we learn like Rashi, tazvova medbeis, that the Maimed consisted of koyin levi vi Yisrael. So it's good, There was three koyim, k'day kriyas koyim levi v'yisroel. We've learned the way Rashi seems to say here in the Ritva, so then I don't understand b'chlal the kriya of koyim levi v'yisroel. Maybe the Ritva doesn't say such a lashon of koyim levi v'yisroel. You have to have three oilim. It doesn't make such a lashon. B'shishi v'soisei ha'oretz ad v'yachulu. Lefi shebeparshes toitze haoretz, ein ba ela shmeine psukim, fikachayme vayichulu, need 9 psukim, so you say parshes vayichulu. Parshe gdoile shebeparshes alolu, the larger parshe kairan oiso bishnai, kain parshe rishayne shobereishes, yesh bo chamishe psukim, oye kairan oiso bishnai, kedem rinem bigmor. Yehiro kiya, Be'echot, that was the shlishi, was Yirakiya. B'yayim sheini, Yirakiya be'echot, Yikovu b'shnaim, sheyesh bo ei psukim. B'yayim ha'shlishi, Yikovu be'echot, sheyim be'elo ei psukim, yimayris b'shnaim, sheyesh bo bo psukim. So then that was called the parsha g'dayla, that 6 psukim. Period. Now, so it says that, So they learned, it says they were kairin the parshas. Bishachis, b'musaf, ובמנחה נכנסים וקוירן על פיין כקוירי אשמה, כקוירן אשמה. Now this is a shrek. Now we just said now that there was a kriya v'koyren, v'koyren b'maisa bereishis, and they needed two parshis, there should be three oilim. Now it says b'shachis b'musaf b'mincha nechnosim v'koyren alpi, and they used to, there was no kriya mitecha seifa, koyren alpek, koyren ashma, everyone laying by themselves the parsha. So just let's get a preview of what the Gemara is going to say. Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. B'shachis u'b'musaf. There were k'ayre b'tayre b'shachis u'b'musaf. And b'minche nichnosen b'k'ayren alpin k'ayren eshema. By minche there was no kriya b'tzibu. Everyone said over this parshis balpet. Let us see Rashi. וקיירם אויסא על פיים, כל אחד בפני עצמוי. ובוי בגמורם מי קומה, מי קורי קטוני פרשי קטנו, this, תמש מספר תרי קיירם, ועוד אותונה על פיים. פרשי בנאי לולק. And Rashi says that even though there was a tvilas nilo also, by all these taniyes, but there was no kriye, sai mitecha sefer, and Sai Balpe. Let us go further. Kol yoim sheyesh by halu, ain by maimed bishaches. A day that halu was said, so there was no maimed bishaches. Let us see Rashi. Kol yoim sheyesh by halu, ain by maimed bishaches. Oysan shahoyu b'Yerushalayim. Those who were in Yerushalayim, lehoyu mispalalim al kol ben acheyim, sheyesh b'yhalu, lefi she'en lem p'nai lasis mamodom shekeiren es ahalu, me'ahalu o yodeichin es hamaymit. Now let us just explain two things. The Anshe Hamaimed, the Rishash Esquire, Rashi says, Oishin Shoei B'Yerushalayim, some Achleikas HaRishonim in this, but let's just elaborate a few minutes. The Anshe Maimed Shei B'Yerushalayim had a few Tafkidim, and we saw Take Rashi Tazvova Medbeis explained it a little better. Rashi said that the Anshe Maimed ומספללים על כל מנחיים שיזכבו לרוצים, ואוימדים לשום בשעס אבוידה. So they did two things. They were מספלל at the כל מנחיים should be אוימדים לרוצים, and they were אוימדים שום. Now it seems that the מספללים and אוימדים, and we see they were קיירים בתאירה also, there was a lot of עניונים they were doing, these אנשי מיימד. It wasn't in the same place. I mean, they did not make a minyan in the middle of the Azore, Rabbeisai, with Amshaches, and they could say, they davened, it seems, in a shul. Maybe there was a shul on Harabayis, but they davened in a shul. Sai the Anshei Maimed of Yerushalayim, and Sai the Anshei Maimed in the other Yor. They davened in a shul. Now, in the shul, they davened, they had a different nusach tefillah, besides the normal tefillah, there were tefillahs that the kolbonish should be oyle l'rotzen, there was a special nusach, that was a tefillah of the Anshei Maimed, it was the whole nusach. And also there was a kriyas ha-teire. But then also they had to make sure that they have to go into the Beis HaMikdosh, b'shas ha-krobes ha-tomet. There's another prayer, they have to be oyme de shluchim, of Klal Yisrael. So now, so the Yalkut Yishai brings from Abyanis and Melanil, that he says as follows. The Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim had a problem. There's a certain time they have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Gemak of the Kabbalah, they have to be there by the Kabbalah Tzibur. Now he's going to say Hallel. Now, if they're going to say hallel, and going to say the tefillis that they said that the kabbonah should be niskabel l'rotzen, they won't make it. Because they have a schedule that they have to be mekayim. They have to be in the base of Migdash Peshas HaKrovis HaKol. So memele, the Anshe Yerushalayim, the Anshe Maimed Yerushalayim, when they said hallel, they didn't say those tefillis. And Rabbi Yonis Milner said that they want Kaira B'Taira then. They didn't have time for this because they had to make it by this time to be in the base of Migdash. So they said hallel and Fantik. The Anshe Maimed in the Ayores, so Rashi yelled, what's their problem? They don't have a problem. So they'll say hallel, they'll say the tefillis, they'll be Kaira B'Taira. That is Shitas Rashi. The Ritva says that all over they didn't say. That's what the Ritva says. But Akaponim, Rashi is very understandable. That's why that's Pshat in Rashi, that only the Anshe Maimit Shem Yerushalayim, they didn't say that they're Mamodis. So, we have to know that the Mishnah is saying as follows. Kol yoim sheyesh by halol ein by maimed b'shachis does not mean in maimed they were in the Beis Hamikdash b'shas takrovas hakolman and they were mispalo that the kabbonis should be oil l'rotzin. So ein by maimed is going on the tefillah that they did. That what they wanted Beis Hamikdash that had no shaychus at all. That Ya halal nisht halal, that's called boni lachmi tishmeru, they had to be there. So the tefillis and the kriyas ha-teire, which they had all, that's pshat ein by maimed b'shachas. That is pshat in Rashi. That's what Rashi says over here. Oish shay b'rsham hayu mispalilim al kol b'nachem. Ein by maimed means the chelik ha-tefillis. Why? She yesh by halo with the day lefi she ain lempnai lasis mamodom. That means lehispalul akol manachem she kairen es halo nea halo lo yedechen es amaim. So the shaila, should they say halo or should they be mispalul for the kol? So the halo came first. Now let's go a little further. Kol ban musit. The day that there was a Kob Musaf, Ein B'ne'ile. So then, there was no Maimed B'ne'ile. Let's see what Rashi says. Kob An Musaf, Yoim Sheyesh by Kob An Musaf, B'Yerushalayim. Again, Rashi says this is only Negei in Yerushalayim because those in Yerushalayim were occupied with the Kob Musaf. Those who were out of Yerushalayim didn't have any problem. They didn't, their schedule did not change because of the Kol Musa. Yoim sheyesh by Kol Ben Musa, be Yerushalayim, ain maimed, let's see, Bach, maimed b'ne'ile, ain maimed b'ne'ile be Yerushalayim, ain by maimed b'ne'ile, ain by maimed b'ne'ile b'Yerushalayim. V'chol shkein b'mincha hasmucha l'musa. There also was no maimed. So we're speaking about, and the Gvura Sari says, and avada givis the maimed b'shas musa, the zicha wasn't. So that means, so there were three zmanim, when they were mispalul hastis that the kolben should be oyla l'rotzen. So when there were makrim b'poyla kolben musaf, there was no maimed, not by nile, and not by mincha. B'choshkein b'mincha smucha l'musaf. Why? Lefi shahoy yutrudim b'musaf. Sheyesh by lahakriv behemis yoiser mitomit. In the Musaf there was more behemis than the one the tomit. Shehu echot. The tomit there was one behemis. Ein lacha Musaf v'lo shtei behemis. So they didn't have time to say these tefillahs or to be kaira betaira in the zman mincha and zman ila. So now what were they doing? So now Rashi says, shakaihanim shol maimed trudim bemusif. Here Rashi put the kahanim in the maimed. Shakaihanim shol maimed trudim bemusif means with akrovus hamusif. The Israel shabahem ayetrudim lachtev eitzim v'lishoiv mayim. So those tefillahs, which they said by Nila, they were so busy. So they have a maim at the Nila. The lachtev eitzim v'lishev mayim, the taisvishantav is maira lachev, the gavainim were chaitve eitzim v'shev mayim. So he says they weren't chayt ve'etzim shev ve'mayim for the korban. They were chayt ve'etzim shev ve'mayim for the oiv de'avoyde, for the kahanim. For them, but for the korban, they wouldn't take yevainim for this. This was a besondere schus. So this, the Yisraelim of the maimed were chayt ve'etzim and shev mayim. So memela, so they were very busy. So therefore, so the tefillahs, which were said by Mincha and Nila, were not said by Yom Sheyesh by Musa. That is one halacha. That shot, Kol ben Musa, and there is a Kol ben Musa, Ein ben Nila, there's no Maimed on Nila and Kol Shkein Mincha. A day that is Kol ben Eitzim, a day that a mishpacha brought a korban eitzim, ein b'mincha, then there was no maimed for mincha. Zot Rashi, korban eitzim, b'gmorim meforish, k'goin echad mites zmanim. Later, the Mishnah is going to tell us there were 9 zmanim in the year which certain mishpachas brought a korban eitzim. For oisa yoyim, korban eitzim, afilu loy hoya boy musif, this they didn't have a musif, hoya nitche maimit shel minche bipnei korban eitzim. So the korban eitzim, because of the korban eitzim, that they were torahed with the korban eitzim, so the maimit shel minche was nitche. That means those tefillahs that they said by Minche, it wasn't said that day. Nei shekorban eitzim koidim leminche, the physical hakrove of the korban eitzim was koidim minche, v'doiche maimet ha-somach loy v'loy shal ni'ile. So that is what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Rabbi Kiva is saying that by the day there was a korban musaf, there was a tremendous tirde involved. So they couldn't be a maimed for Seifer Minche and Seifer Nila. The day that they were makriv, a korban eitzim, so then they weren't so torut, so there wasn't a maimed by Minche. That's what Rabbi Kiva held now. And before we go further, there's a very pertinent kashe that the Ritva brings from the Raivit. The Ritva asks, he says, Bishloime, a musaf, a tamid, that had a psashaychus to the anshay maimid, that's pshat, that the efsha odom, makrif korban, veino oimid al gabi korban, they have to be there. So the korban is sibo, you needed theoretically klal yisor should have been there, klal yisor couldn't have been there, so the anshay maimid were the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael. So they were involved in the Korban also. We see they did something. Fine. The Korban Eitzim, Agavuche, the Korban Eitzim, they brought Eitzim. We'll see later they brought, there were certain Mishpoches that had a Chazok already. 9 Mishpoches that the different times of the year they brought Eitzim for the Atzei Amaroche. They also brought a korban along. That was a yontif. That was a yontif. The day they brought to the korban eitzim was a yontif. Also, but the time, it was a very chashuv day. for these mishpachis, and they brought a korban also. The Gvor Sari says he doesn't know what korban they brought. In his bar, is a korban ha'imivim, imay, oy oyle, oy shlomim, oy oyle sa'oy, feminchis nesachim, or maybe there was a bezunder korban of eitzim that they burnt on the mizbeach. He doesn't know exactly, but they brought, besides the eitzim that they brought also a korban also. So the kasha is, very good. So these mishpachas, I mean, all the korbanos that were brought from Yechidim, that had no shaykhis at all with the Anshei Maimed. The Yechidim came, they were Maimed al Korbanayim. So what shaykhis does the Anshei Maimed have with the Korbanayim? As they bring the Ritva Akash and the Raivet. The Raivet says a very interesting teret. The Raivet says, you're right. Yanshib said right. But it means like this. That means we hear here 9 times during the year, we had different mishpoches that were menadev eitzim for the Beis Hamikdash. So, if in the Anshei Maimed there were people who were part of those mishpoches, so this is their yontav already, so they became involved in the korban eitzim because they're from the mishpoche. So Mamela, so if it came out that the Anshei Maimed, were a chelik of the Mishpoche that was bringing that day a Korban Eitzim, so they were not oisid the Maimed that Anshei Maimed would do. The Anshei Maimed, we're saying the Tvilis, Minche, they didn't say it Minche, because they're involved with the Korban Eitzim. That's what the Raivet says. The Meiri says, Hayakulin Trudim Bechibuv Mitzvoson Shel Eilu Lotzeis Likrosom Leis Erev Lechabdom b'chol mine kovet. No, this was a mirror of the Kezachus. You have to understand, this whole Indian of the Korban Eitzim originated by the second Beis Hamikdash when it came Lamaise. There was no, we had a Beis Hamikdash, but there was no fuel to, and there were mishpoches who were menadev, eitzim for the Beis Hamikdash. And that's who's remained l'doire doiris. So it's a meira de kezach that these were mishpoches miyuchoses that the ace when there were difficulties for the Beis Hamikdash to exist, they were menadev eitzim, so mamele, so the whole Anshei Maimed, that's what the Meiri says, hayu kulon trudim bechibuv mitzvoshen shoel lotzis likhosom leiserev lechabdom the whole mine kovet. That was a chorus atoif to these mishpoches. So they were busy. So again, if they were busy, so they couldn't. That's what the Meiri says. The Gvuras Ari says a third mahalach. The Gvuras Ari wants to say, it's the Gemaldika Ha'orah later in the Mishnah, but before that Ha'orah, so he says as follows. He says, one of the purposes of the Anshei Maimed was that B'shas Akrobas HaKorban, you needed the Bailam should be there. So he says, so therefore by the Korbanist Tzibur, the Klal Yisrael should have been there, so they were mocking the Klal Yisrael. He says, here we're speaking about Mishpoches. If we can imagine after 5, 10 Deiris, Kain Ahore, there was Nisrabu HaMishpoche. So Memele, so it would be a Meire de Ketiche for the whole Mishpoche to be Oile, when they brought the Korban Eitzim, there was hundreds and hundreds of people already. It was a very big tirche. So memele, so it was difficult for the whole, it wasn't the same as a Korban Yochid. This was a Korban from Mishpoches. So you had El to Zedis and there was Rizik and Mishpoches. So therefore, they had to be involved. So therefore, this is equivalent to a Korban Tzibur that they had to be there b'mkayma. That's what we have at three mahalchim, why the Anshei Maimed were involved in the Kolban Eitzim. Now this was, so Bekitzer Rabbi Kiva said, where Rashi explains, Rabbi Kiva said that when there's a Kolban Musaf, so they weren't involved already, they didn't say their tefillahs by Mincha and Nila, by Nila and Kolshkein by Minche, and by Kolban Eitzim, they didn't say by Minche, they did say by Nila. Omar loy ben Azai, kachoye Rabbi Yeshua shoynet. Rabbi Yeshua learned differently. Kolban Musaf ein b'minche. Rabbi Yeshua said not the way you said. Kolban Musaf, the day they brought a Kolban Musaf, there was no maimed by Minche. But by Nila, there was. Kolban Eitzim ein benile. So the Gosari says ein benile means there was not by nila, by mincha there was. It's Chozar Rabbi Akiva li yeshayne ke ben azay. Let us see Rashi. Kacha yi Rabbi Yeshua derish kolban musav ein boi b'mincha v'taymer meforesh b'gmor. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us the Zmanim that were miyuchid for the Kolban Eitzim that the Mishpachas brought up. Zman Atzei Kehanim Vaham Tisha. There were 9 Zmanim in the year where there was a Zman of a Kolban Eitzim. Be'echod Benisin B'nei Orach Ben Yehuda. They were, that's how the year started. They were the first ones who brought the Eitzim. Ve'esrim betamuz b'nei David ben Yehuda. These people originated from Mishpachas David HaMelech. B'chamisha b'ov b'nei Parish ben Yehuda. B'shiva boy b'nei Yenodov ben Rechov. B'asore boy b'nei Snoro ben Binyamin. Bachamisha also boy, this is all in all, Ebnei Zatu ben Yehuda, the Mohem, the Rekahanim, the Vim, the Cholmisha To Bishiftoi, it means whoever did not know exactly, he knew he was from the Mishpoche of Havos Eitzim, but he didn't know exactly which Mishpoche he belonged to, so Memela, so he brought also by Chamisha Osaboy. Ubenei Goinvi Eili, Ubenei Koitze Ktsiyes. It was a Mishpoche who were Goinvi Eili in Koitze Ktsiyes. Later the Gemara is going to say that there was a Zman, that there was a Gzeira, they couldn't bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. And this Mishpoche went and they disguised themselves that they were really bringing Bikurim, and they said that they brought an Eli, that's a pestle to press the Ktsiyas, and that's how they're able to bring Bikurim. Be'esrim boy b'nei Pechas Boyev ben Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elo B'nei Adin ben Yehuda, Be'echad B'teves, Shavu B'nei Parish Shniyah. So these are the B'nei Parish were able to bring twice the Kolban Eitzim. Let us see Rashi. Zman Atzei Kahanim Vo'om Shemisnad V'meitzim. Tisha. Be'elu ha'tes zmanim, ayu kahanim v'om misnadvim lohavi eitzim, v'hoyu makrivim kolben oisi hayoyim. Besides the eitzim, they brought a kolben. Ve'afilu hoyu eitzim halbe l'marochi, afilu there's a lot of eitzim for marochi, ye'elu misnadvim makrivim be'elu tisha zman. B'nei aroch ben Yehudish, sh'olu b'nei ha'goylo, Haim is nadvu tchilo. Be'echad benissin. They were the first ones V'sipik lehem eitzim, v'sipko lehem eitzim, atchof petamas, sheisnadhu b'nei David, aroch kach shemoy, let us see the Bach, mishevet Yehuda hoyo, and he was from Shevet Yehuda, period, from the Shmuel is Nimchak. B'nei David m'mishpachas David HaMelech. Sno ben Binyamin, Zato ben Yehuda, B'nei Goynvi Eli, U'b'nei Koytzik Tziz Mishpacha Achas. And this was from Goynvi Eli, and Koytzik Tziz was one Mishpacha. Bo Meforish Amay Mikri Hochi. B'nei Adin Bechad B'tei V'shovu B'nei Parash Nia, B'nmore Meforish Amay Kovu Lahen Eilu Azman. Now the Kvulas Ari has a very interesting ha'ore on the Raivet. We had mentioned the Raivet, we had mentioned the Kasha, that what Shaykhis did the Anshei Maimet have with the Korban Eitzim? This was a private affair. They came, and their topic was on the Korban Sibo. So the Raivet had said that Enochanami, but they were speaking about the Anshei Maimit who were a chelik of the Mishpoche of the Mevi'i Korban Eitzim. So that day with their Mishpoche brought a Korban Eitzim, so they did not do what they normally did because they were busy with the Korban Eitzim. That is how the Raivet learns Pshat in the Mishnah. So he says, let us see something very interesting. B'teivis shovu b'nei parish shnia. The b'nei parish, they returned the second time. When was the first time? B'chmisha ba'ov b'nei parish. They were there chmisha ba'ov. And they came again by Echad B'Teves. So he says, from Chamisha Ba'ov to Echad B'Teves is 20 weeks. So he says, so you can't have they only switched, the Mishma switched once every 24 weeks. So how could you have, we're saying over here that the Maimed did not say its tefillahs by the Mincha or by the Ne'ile when they brought a Korban Eitzim because they were busy. So the Raivet says, Pshat, that what does it mean that who was busy? He says, who was busy? Busy was the chelik of the Anshei Maimed who belonged to that mishpacha. So he says, but you can't have in a 20-week period that the Anshei Maimed should be of the mishpacha of B'nai Parish. Because the Anshei Maimed, there was a Seder of once every 24 weeks. And this is a 20-week span. So how could you have that in a 20-week span that the mevatel for the Korban Eitzim? Bishlam, if you like the Meiri, has nothing to do that they're a chelik of this mishpacha, so it's good. This maimed was mevatel, so it's very good. But if you learn, according to the Raivet, that the whole bittel was only from the Anshei Maimed who belonged to that mishpacha, so how could you have so whoever belonged to that mishpacha, they weren't mevatel twice because these were two mamodos in the 20-week period. So how could they both belong to they should be b'nei parish? What the kasha is this? Stomach. When they made the Anshei Mamodos, they didn't make two from the same mishpacha. They didn't make them different mamodos. So come on, that's his kasha. The echad betavis loyhoya by maimed. Now, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, so all these tefillahs that were said were not said Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Why? Shehoya by halal. It was halal. So we said the day that they said halal, the day that they said halal, so the maimed, there was no maimed by shachas. The kol musaf. Now, it was a kol musaf, so there was no maimed by the musaf and the minche, the kol benetzim, there was no maimed by the nila. And the mela, that was the day that there was none of these tefillahs at all. Let us see Rashi, or Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. B'chol yom sheyesh by halal ain by maimed shachas. Perish, so it seems the day they said halal, there was no maimed shachas, but there were the rest of the maimodis were noyim. Perish, or Tosfos says, the hainul chanukah. So Chanukah, there's only halal, so because of halal, there was no maimed on shachas. The b'shar yontiv, another yontif, not only there wasn't a maimed shachas, there wasn't a maimed ready by mincha either, musaf and mincha. So memele, so Koch was speaking about Chanukah. Kol ben musaf, the day they were makib a kol musaf ain't by nila. Perish yom shekreivim by musaf ain by nila lefisha trudim ain by musaf. So the Yalkut Yeshaya is Ma'ira, that is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said Pshat, Ein Boi Nile, Rashi said, Ein Boi Maimed B'Nile B'Yerushalayim. That means they said Nile, but the Tfilis, which were, they were Moisif, and the Kabbalas HaKabbonis, that was not said by Nile because they were Torah. And Tosfos seems to say that the Bechlau didn't, they weren't mispalo Nile because they were Torah with the Kol Musaf. Kol ben Eitzim ain by Minche. When they were Makriv Kol ben Eitzim, there was no Maimit by Minche. That was Rabbi Kiva. Mishum da'ad amincha yetrudim be Kol ben Eitzim, avu yesh by Nile. But there was a maimed by Nila. They said Nila. The chol kach lehoye ma'achrim at shas ne'ila. So memele was only by mincha there wasn't a maimed. The Omar ben Azai kach hoya. Maybe Tosfos wants to bring a raya from ben Azai. Because ben Azai is chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. And so if Rabbi Kiva held that there was no maimed by Nila also, so that's what Ben Azai said. Ben Azai said that there was no maimed by Nila. So Vaistachoy, so Rabbi Kiva holds Nitzazoy, so Rabbi Kiva means there's no maimed only by Mincha, by Nila there is, and Ben Azai says by Nila there is not. So the Mishnah weiter. Chamisha dvorim irus aviseinu, b'shiba also betamus, b'chamisha betisha ba'ol. B'shiva osa b'tamuz nishtabru aluchais. Uvuta alatomit. Nishtabru aluchais pigmorim aforish. Uvuta alatomit. Elefi shegozra amalchus zeira milahakriv oit. It's the Yalkut Yeshaya brings down that it's very unclear what Rashi means. Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah, Uvuta Latomid, means that this is speaking about in this man of the Bayesheni, the Gemara in Baba Kama brings down, Kshet Soru Malchei Beis Chashmenoi Zelze, Beis Achem Hukenis Varistublis, they were fighting over the Meluchet, so Hukenis was Mibachutz. He brought with him a Roman army. Aristobulus Mibifne. And fine, they were fighting, but they had to bring Kabonis also. So every day they were mishalshim dinrim bekupe mitrumes alishke, malum lem tmidim. So they used to go and send down dinrim and used to come up tmidim. Then there was a zokin bebefnim that knew chokmas yivomis, so he was meramis to those mibachutz. He said, shaitim, he says, because man, they're doing the void here, you won't be able to conquer them. So then they sent down dinrei zov and they sent up chazeirim. So from then on it became bottle the tomid. So lechayre, that's lechayre pshat in the Mishneh. So what Rashi says that the fisher gozra hamalchus gzeirim alakrivoid is very unclear what incident Rashi is speaking about. Also, Behufka Ha'ir, the wall of Yerushalayim became broken in Shibosa Betamis. Besorach apostumis as ha'teire, vehemid tselem behechel. Now, Rashi is goyres vohuma tselem behechel, shemidoi menashe, kinemefeirish betargim Yerushalmi, bepashus ha'shamayim kisei. It's very interesting that Gvurasari brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings, he has two girses in the Mishneh. One girse is we have a hemit selam behechel, so then it's going in apostumus, that he was sort of as a tail of a hemit selam behechel. If a girl is for humat, so then it doesn't have to be going in apostumus, it can be going on minash. Nash is girls for humat. He brings in Yerushalmi, there's a machlekes. So the Gvuras Ari asks an interesting ha'ore. He says, Bishloime, if it's Yigayris Behemid, it's going up as Tumiz. So the Mishnah is going chronologically. It says, Nishnabu Haluches, Abafu Latomi, Dukheir, Besofat, this is going. One thing happened after the other. But like this, it's very modern. We're speaking about Menashe. In the by the bias Rishon was Hamid the Tzelem Behechel, so this we put after Hukkayir, Besof Astumas Asatayr, it's Mamish Shaloi Keseda. So the Gvuras Ari wants to say that the Seda of the Mishnah is in the time of the day. The time of the day, so each one happened earlier than the other one. So that means this happened at a later time of the day. Well, whom had Selim Behechel, speaking from Menashe, it happened at a later time of the day.